sitting comfortably, then I'll begin.
That's the way computers talk to each other.
Unbelievable! Amazing! Fantastic!
Welcome, Moon!
It's not the way to do it.
Computers are new world. Now this business about the computers being human, that worries me.
Hi and welcome to Blue Mountains Live here on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM for the 22nd of September 2022. We've got a lot of gigs happening on the weekend. Live music is pumping and starting to come back in force. So some really good acts happening on the weekend too. We've got a great gig on Saturday night down at the Baroque Room with Alex Lloyd, who will be appearing there with his son and Tonya Wilds. And down there, that gig will be an acoustic gig for him. He's playing with his son, which is going to be quite interesting. Apparently, he's a bit of a sort of a young version of Alex. So we'll find out all about that, though, in the interview that I did earlier with Alex. And we find out about what he's been doing and his new passion for music, by the sounds of it, from all intents and purposes. But other than that, there's a hell of a lot else going on as well in the mountains. There's gigs at plenty of other venues. There's gigs down at the Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern. There's one up here at the Carrington at the OCB, which we haven't seen for a while. So stay tuned. We're going to hear lots of music from Alex. We're going to hear music from some of the other people who are playing here on the weekend. First off, we're going to hear from Alex with a track from his Distant Light album from 2003. And that's one of my favourite tracks, and that's Coming Home.
You're listening to Blue Mountains Live with Brad Dietrich.
Well, coming
Welcome back to Blue Mountains Live, and that was the track Coming Home from Alex Lloyd that you heard there, and we actually have Alex on the radio tonight for an interview. Hello, Alex.
G'day, man. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, you're coming up to the mountains on this Saturday. You're going to be playing at the Baroque Room, so that's why we're having you on the show.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so you're doing an acoustic show, apparently.
Yeah, well, I'm actually doing a duo with my son, who's now 18, and he looks like me 20 years ago, so I was thinking of getting him to come out and just freak everyone out, you know, and start playing Black the Sun or something.
Yeah, just to get everybody, gee, he looks good.
How did he keep himself like that?
How does he do that?
That's
brilliant. Is that a thing he does? Is he
We haven't done it yet, but I really want to do it.
I'm just saying the fact that he looks like you, does he wear this similar sort of clothes to what you were wearing in the day and things like that?
Well, that's what I was saying. We'll have to do. We'll have to get you a denim jacket with your collar turned up.
That's it. There you go. Is he also a Tigers fan?
By default. You know, he's not right. Really. He grew up in London, and we followed Queen's Park Rangers, which were about as good on the table as the Tigers. Right at the bottom. That's where we seem to like it.
Now, you've got some support. You're playing with T Wilds, I believe, and...
Yeah, she sounds great. I haven't seen her play live, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, okay. Brilliant. Yeah, okay.
She's a local, right?
That's correct, yeah. So, a lot of people up here know her. She just did shows recently up here at the Bootlegger and for Winter Magic and things like that. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
I used to come up there a lot when I was a kid. My grandma had a place just out of town. It was probably about 30, 40-minute walk.
Right.
Which we'd do, like, throughout the school holidays. And then, you know, going to the Carrington where the Baroque Room is and, you know, muck around on the billiard table and until we got told to rack off, you know. I don't know, man, how many times we did the Three Sisters tour.
Right.
A lot.
A lot.
In the, up and down that, what was that, Railway Express, the steep railway?
Yeah, down at Scenic World, yeah.
Mm. And then the Paragon for some chocolate cigarettes.
Indeed.
They're probably not allowed to sell them anymore, right?
Oh, well, the Paragon is being refurbished, but it's been out of commission for a while, so.
Do you remember the chocolate cigarettes?
No. Well, I'm not originally from the mountains. I'm a sort of a recent addition. I've only been a local for about 6 years, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Paragon was before my time, unfortunately, so.
Yeah, they're fond memories of Katoomba, like putting mincemeat out for the kookaburras at the back of my grandma's place.
All right. Yeah.
You know, just waking up to that classic Australian bush sound, you know, like the beginning of Skippy. You know?
Yeah, no, definitely.
way back here.
it's still like that up here. People tend not to put food out for the cockies there because they just rip apart the timber railings and stuff. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's not PC anymore, right?
Mm. I'm sure the cockies wouldn't mind.
No, they love it.
Now, let's talk about the tour and about the reason for you coming up. And so, is this still part of the 20th anniversary?
Well, the 20th anniversary that never was.
Oh, okay.
Of, Watching Angels Men, which hit right around phase two of lockdown.
Right.
It's just called Live and Amazing because I do a lot of the kind of songs that people are familiar with, you know, the audience that I have, like from Black the Sun to Amazing, you know, to Coming Home, Beautiful, all those albums. And I've got new material as well. So I'm on a cycle at the moment. I'm just going to keep lapping the country until I can't lap no more. I'm sharing new music, through streaming services. And,
of course.
You know, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying music.
Are you doing any recording?
Yeah, loads. I've put two songs out this year, one called Trojan Horse and the other is House of Dreams.
Well, I was going to suggest we play Trojan Horse at the end because I think that's another great song.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. I'd really have liked it when you get into the rocking part for that to go on a bit longer though.
I've always done that. I had these moments, I was talking to my son about it the other day, called Moments of Mayhem. You know, it was just quite a sweet, beautiful song and then all of a sudden belts out into rock stereo.
No, it's great. Yeah. So.
Well, I don't know. I just keep doing what, you know, I feel closer to music at the moment than I have been, you know, than maybe when I was in my 20s. You know, it's the same kind of passion and feeling. And yeah, I'm really enjoying creating new tunes. And I've got some great people, you know, that spread it out across the globe that, you know, if I need help, I ask for. And they're good. You know, they're accommodating. So. Yeah, it's a pretty good setup I got going at the moment.
So, well, we're really looking forward to Saturday. Hopefully we can get up there. My wife particularly bringing up the point that she loves it when you play acoustically, because she thinks you've got great guitar work. She loves your guitar playing, and she says a lot of the time in a lot of the mixes it gets pushed down a little bit. So,
well, if I'm with the full band, yeah, it's hard to hear the acoustic guitar all the time. I'm really enjoying doing the acoustic sets as well. It's sort of something, you know. My son's joining me on stage for this one. We've got a show tomorrow night in Hamilton Island, so we're going up into the heat.
There you go.
Yeah, man.
That should be pleasant. It's just starting to warm up.
We
can
get
now,
a day off where we get to have a swim and get some red on our skin.
There you go.
And yeah, then we're coming down to Katoomba, and like, so we'll be well and truly warmed up. But it's pretty awesome. My 18-year-old now, he's actually a good singer-songwriter in his own right. And it just, like, he's coming on the road with me now and playing with me and doing harmonies. And, you know, it's pretty awesome.
No, that's brilliant. Well, I was going to ask, because it seemed a pretty long show for you to do yourself. It's like 4 hours. It's 7 till 11 or something like that.
So, oh, no, the doors are at 7.
So doors are at 7, yeah. So,
some people get confused with this.
Yeah, you got the supports, sorry, yeah. So that's,
yeah,
sorry,
well,
that's
and then
fault.
And then T-Wiles was probably on around about 8, 8:30, and then okay. I'm on at around 9 or maybe a little past 9. I do an hour and a half plus encore. That's great. The show I do at the moment. Yeah, no, yeah. It's not 4 hours of Alex Floyd.
I thought that before I then went looked and saw that there was support. So
well, I think I went to a Ryan Adams concert once and he stayed on the stage for 3 and I didn't stay for the whole thing, but
right,
you know, you have to, someone,
sorry, was that, was that, was that Brian or Ryan?
Ryan, yeah. Oh, okay. At the Metro, yeah.
Well, that's okay. I like Ryan, he's good.
Yeah, but I don't think I can do 4 hours with anybody quite frankly.
Okay, well, we're so that's 7 o'clock. The doors open. That's up at the Baroque, guys. So go on and see Alex. I think you've done pretty well with the tickets so far. So people better get in and check it out.
Yeah, I only think there's a few left. Yeah, but there's definitely like 30 or 40 left. So
okay, great.
So, as far as I know.
So get along. You probably go to. We'll have links up on Blue Mountains Live. Also go to Triple Speak, of course, and
and on my Instagram is like a link tree. I think it clicks through to the ticket link. Yeah,
brilliant. Okay,
Sticky Tickets, maybe.
Yep, I think that's where it is. Yeah, Sticky. All right. Well, thank you, Alex.
Sticky Tickets. Oh, now, well, thank you very much for having me.
And now,
I might see you at the barbecue up the road from your place.
Indeed. Well, don't tell people that. They'll all want to come.
Do they know where you live?
Some of them do, unfortunately.
All right.
It's a pretty close-knit community up here, Alex. So.
It is?
Yeah, very much so.
Well, we won't be having a pool party.
No. So. Well, they haven't put the pool in yet, but they definitely got the barbecue. So.
That's all you need, really, isn't it? Barbecue and a bag of ice.
Now, what we will need to do is to get you up to do an in-store at the local music store, because they sponsor this show. That's Katoomba Music. And
cool.
We regularly do in stores where we get someone to come in and play guitars. Now, I heard a rumor that you either exclusively play Cole Clarks or they give you an endorsement or.
No, I'm not with Cole Clark anymore. I do Takamini now.
Oh, really? Well, once
but
again.
But I've been with all of them.
Easy. There's Takaminis in the store. They have quite a few of those as well.
Yeah, very nice guitar.
So
really
I think.
Nice,
but you. If it doesn't hurt anybody, I think they've also just got in Prattleys, so they, I think they want someone to go in there and play some Prattleys. So
okay,
we might have to do that one.
It sounds good.
Yeah, indeed. All right, sir. As I said, we normally finish with a song. We can either go out on Trojan Horse or we can play something else. It's up to you, Squire.
Mate, Trojan Horse sounds good to me.
Yeah. So this is Trojan Horse, one of Alex's more recent ones. When was this released?
I think around maybe March or April this year, anyway.
That's right. Yeah, brilliant. Excellent. Yeah. Okay. And we'll see you on Saturday.
Awesome, mate. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks, Alex. Cheers. So here's Alex Lloyd with Trojan Horse. And don't forget to go and get your tickets for Saturday night at the Baroque. And we'll catch you later.
See you, mate. This is Alex Lloyd on 89.1 FM Radio Blue Mountains on Blue Mountains Live with the Professor.
Trying to find myself, I can't see all this love I got is killing me. Well, I don't know. Can't find a piece of you to bring me peace of mind. 2 weeks or more or less. 2 weeks or more, I guess. Words of I spy. If I keep going the way I have to find.
Welcome back to Blue Mountains Live here on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM. That was great there for Alex Lloyd to give us a bit of his time to promote his show. He's going to be down at the Baroque Room on Saturday night. Doors open at 7. And he's going to be down there with Tanya Wilds. And it's going to be a great night. And we're going to keep playing some of his music probably during the night. That last track there you heard is from his earlier band, which he had back in the 90s, and that was Mother Hubbard. And that song there was 2 weeks, great song. So we wanted to play that as well. So thanks to Alex. Now we're going to get on with the directory part of the show, which is why we're here, Blue Mountains Live. We do the gigs for all of the Blue Mountains area, from Lithgow down to Penrith. And hopefully we'll have something for you to go and see over the weekend if you're not going to see Alex. We, of course, recommend that you do go and see Alex. But there's a whole pile of other stuff on. We are getting a lot of live music coming back into the mountains. What we might do is we'll start out with what's happening tomorrow night. So first off, down at the Katoomba RSL, there's always... Free live entertainment, so there'll be something happening on down there. So maybe go off to the Facebook page for the RSL or give them a ring, just find out what's happening. Usually starts off about 7 p.m. down there, free live entertainment. Also tomorrow night is the Blue Mountains Latin and Ballroom Dancing Night classes that they have at the Katoomba Masonic Hall. And that usually kicks off around about 7 p.m. And that is pretty much every week that happens down there. So you can maybe contact the Masonic Hall, just find out who runs that and go along and have some Latin and ballroom dancing lessons. There's also spring classes happening down in Katoomba there. Let's just have a look. I'll just have a look and we'll see what's happening down there. We've got rock and roll dance lessons, swinging cats, and I think that's probably the one that's organized by Chris Cannell from Music in the Mountains. So it's the Sydney Swing Cats, and that's the group he works with, and so they're doing their spring classes. And that happens down at 156, 158 Katoomba Street, Katoomba. Let's have a look. We might just read a little bit of that. Sydney Swing Cats are back in K-Town, but this time they'll be rocking and rolling with the New Beginning and Intermediate 50s Rock and Roll classes, courtesy of Swing Cats, Sam and Ollie. And so come along and learn something new. I think that'd be a great thing to be doing. So that kicks off about 7 p.m. on Tuesday. That is okay. So that's interesting. That's on Tuesday, September 27. So that's next Tuesday. That's not this Saturday. So good to get that one in and find out what's going on there. Okay, we're then going to go on to another Friday night gig, and that's the Lounge Cats happening down there at the Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern in Lura, down at the Fairmont Resort. That's for the jazz night. So Friday night down at the Two Doctors is now jazz night, and tomorrow night, doors opening at 8:30. As they do down there at the Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern. That's down at the Fairmont Resort down there in Lura. So you go in, you go downstairs and down to the Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern. So for the jazz night, for Friday night, that's the Lounge Cats starting at 8:30. We'll move on to Saturday night now. And we've got the Hurren and Bates Duo happening down at Pigeon Lane, down at Gallery 188. That kicks off at 6 p.m. And that's under the gallery down there at 188 Katoopa Street. You usually go around the back, go in through Pigeon Lane, and as I said, doors open at 6 for that one. Now, as we already know, we've got Alex on Saturday night, Alex Lloyd, and that's happening at the Baroque Room as part of the Carrington, and that kicks off at 7 p.m. So we're really looking forward to that. Highly recommended gig. Also, 7 o'clock, we've got down at the Regency Ball happening down in Lawson Village. That kicks off at 7 p.m. I don't know much about that one, but that's at 284 Great Western Highway, so that's down in Lawson. And maybe go to the listing. It's on our listing. You can always go to the Blue Mountains Live Facebook page. Go to the events listing and see all these events. And, of course, there's always ticket links for the ticketed events. So that's one you should do. Now, down at Springwood on Saturday night, we've got at 7:30, kicking off at 7:30, is 1927. A lot of you will remember that band from the late 80s and 90s, 1927, well-known Australian band, and they're touring New South Wales at the moment. So a lot of these bands are getting back together or continuing touring, and so 1927 is going to be down at the Blue Mounts Theatre and Community Hub down there this Saturday, kicking off at 7:30. So once again, you can get your tickets from us. You can go to our listing and find out, get the ticketed link. But the ticketed link is generally through the theatre, Blue Mountains Theatre. So you can go straight to their Facebook page or their Facebook event page, or to their website, the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub website, to get your tickets for that. And once again, that's Saturday night down there in Springwood in Macquarie Street, down there at the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub. Now, one I am going to talk about is a gig at the at Zoe's out of Blackheath, out at 35 Govetts Leap Road down there at Blackheath, and that's at the venue. Used to be the bistro out there, but it's now Zoe's, and that's Imperial Broads. Now, Imperial Broads are a band we highlighted during Winter Magic, great band, and they're now doing their New South Wales tour, and they're doing it with the people that they are, the stablemates at their record label, and that's Lewis Goldmark and Richard Cartwright, and they'll be down there at Zoe's doing that. Doors open at 8 p.m. goes through till 11, and that's Saturday night. That's this Saturday. So what we might do is we might hear from Lauren from the band, just to tell us a little bit about who Imperial Broads are, and then we will hear a song from them, and that song is Another Planet.
Hi, this is Lauren from Imperial Broads. We haven't had the chance to gig much the last couple of years, but we have been keeping ourselves very busy. We released our second record, Counterpart, in September last year, and we had to learn how to do video editing and make our own clips. After Winter Magic Festival, we're going to be heading out on a small New South Wales tour to launch the album. And we're going to be joined by our record label mates, Lewis Goldmark. So we're very excited to be kicking things off on Saturday. You're listening to Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM.
Thank you. above, looking at the sky. Doesn't matter where I've been, doesn't matter what I've seen, there's nothing that means anything without you. When the black dog is at your door, you know I'm there with you. When you can't take it anymore, you know I'm there with you. And there's nowhere in this wide world that I wouldn't go for you. When the black dog is I'm there with you. When the black dog is at your door, you know I'm there with you.
And you're back with Blue Mountains Live here on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM. And we're just working our way through the directory. That there was Nick Danta with Black Dog. And if you go and watch the YouTube for that, go and watch the little clip that he created for that. It's a wonderful little piece of stop motion animation, which It's a little bit old now. I think it's a couple of years old now. I think it was done back in 2020, but a great little piece of animation for a music clip, and of course a lovely song, Black Dog, from Nick Danta. And so that brings us to our next gig on the weekend after Imperial Broads. They're at Zoe's out at Blackheath, and it was good to hear from Lauren there about what they're doing, and that song, Another Planet. But out at the Carrington on the weekend at the OCB, at the old Citibank, is going to be something that a lot of locals are very much looking forward to, and that's the Nick Danta Trio, which consists of Nick Danta, Matt Tonks, and Paddy Connor, back from Melbourne. Three Blue Mountains legends who are getting together to play at a relaunch of the LCD Bank. We haven't seen many gigs at the LCD Bank during lockdown, but obviously they're going to start having gigs there again, and that's wonderful news for a lot of locals. They like that small, intimate venue. So Nick Danta and Matt Tonks and Paddy Connor are going to be at the old Citibank on Saturday night, and that kicks off at 8 p.m, goes through till 9:45. I'm probably going to go along and maybe nick back and forth from them and Alex Lloyd, but I imagine Alex is going to be have a bit of competition from them for the locals, because as I said, three legends all playing together for what they're calling the Bank Night at the old Citibank, and that's put on by Charity Miro from Fusion Boutique. So look for that one. That's one worth going to on Saturday night as well. There's a plethora of things to do and see on Saturday night. And another one is, of course, going to be CJ Stranger, who's going to be playing the Blues Night down at the Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern. So, as I mentioned before, they're now having two nights on the weekend. They're having a Friday Jazz Night down there. And that's going to be, of course, the Lounge Cats. But on Saturday night, for the Blues Night, we've got CJ Stranger. And he's going to be down there at the Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern at Lure at the Fairmont Resort. And that kicks off at 8:30, as the geeks usually do down there. And I had a little chat to Cam a little bit earlier on. So what we might do is we might play
a track, Greed Point Road, which is a song that we recorded live in the studio last time he was on the show, and that's about a year ago now, but it was quite a good recording. So he had the resonator guitar in, and so we might play that. So we might play the live in studio at Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM on the show Blue Mountains Live last year, and then we might have a quick chat to Cameron and hear about his new single, which is going to be part of his upcoming album that he's working on. So here's CJ Stranger with Greed Point Road.
Up all the bars, raise the rent up to the stars. Now it's just a real estate ghost. As I turn off Broadway, where lights once lit the street, from bars, cafes, and so much food to eat. It's weird to be back here, so quiet after dark, 'cause everything's shut early on a Friday night. Where did the music go? Songs of pain, songs of hope. How come we don't hear them anymore? When did the artists leave? Are they hiding? See, tell me, when was Sydney sold? Now we're living on Greed Point Road. Now I'm walking to the corner, Mr. Falcons was. There was always something going on up there. Songwriters sharing tunes. On Thursdays they had blues, with dancing lessons going on upstairs. But then expensive taste moved in, noise complaints came deafening. Go, songs of pain, songs of hope. How come we don't hear them anymore? When did the artists leave? Are they hiding unseen? Tell me when was Sydney sold? Now we're living on Greenpoint Road.
And welcome back to Blue Mountains Live. And that was CJ Stranger there with Greenpoint Road. And that's an actual in-studio recording we did, I think it was either early last year or the year before. And we've asked Cam to come in and give us a little chat. He's going to be appearing at the Two Doctors on the weekend, down on Saturday night. And I think he must be part of the Blues Nights now down there. Is that right, Cam? And welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you. Good to be here. Yeah. So it's part of the Blues Night. I don't, strictly play blues, but blues is a part of my musical DNA, so I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent. And so, because they've started having the Friday night as a jazz night now, so
yeah,
I think they like, Chris wanted people to lean into the blues on the Saturday nights. So.
Yeah, cool. I'll brush up a few of my old-time blues classics.
I think that'll be classic. As I mentioned off-air, tonight was an Alex Lloyd night, so we've heard from Alex already, and I played a track from one of his old groups, which was a pretty bluesy number, so we've got a bit of a blues thing going tonight.
Nice.
There's an awful lot happening on the weekend, so there's a few shows, but I think one of the ones I'll be heading for would be your show down at the Two Doctors. Have you played down there yet?
I have, actually. I've played there once before with my buddy Chris Gillespie, but that was a while ago. So, yeah, it's a cool spot. I really like it. I like the setup there. It's
excellent. Nice. And you've partaken of some of the whiskies?
Yes. No, very nice. That guy's an expert.
Indeed.
Yeah,
he's got
some good stuff.
Okay, so what time does the show start?
Oh, that's a really good question. I have to check my calendar. I assume it's like 7 or something.
We can do that. I think it's a bit later actually down there.
Is it?
I think the shows start about 8:30. Well, it is a whiskey bar. Right. You don't want to be.
It's a whiskey bar.
I don't want to be a whiskey bar at 7:30.
Nah, it's just too early. So yeah, I'm sure whatever time it is, it'll be really good.
Yeah. So I'm just having a look now. Your doors open at 8:30. So, cool. Tell us about what you've been doing lately. Did you get around to Winter Magic? Did you play at Winter Magic at all?
No, unfortunately, I've actually spent most of the year working on a theatre play, which has been cool.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool. So I've just finished up a tour. It's called Girl from the North Country, and it's a new play, but it featured the music of Bob Dylan.
Right.
And it was set in like 1930s Depression, so I was dressed up in all this old school gear so it was cool, man, and kind of wandered the stage playing like folk songs. So that's been most of my year. Went to New Zealand, went all around Australia, just got back from Brisbane the other day. I've just wrapped that up, but it's been cool.
That's great. Yeah, the playing, so you were sort of like a troubadour on stage in the play.
Yeah, amongst all the actors and stuff, which is a unique kind of experience that I've never really had before. So it was really cool.
Yeah, brilliant. No, that's excellent.
Yeah.
All right, and so and you've been working on an album.
Yeah.
Yep. So
So I've been chipping away at that, mostly at my brother's studio. So I put out the first single from that in August, late August, so... That's called You May Run, and I'm actually heading back in the studio tomorrow to finish off a few more tracks. So, yeah, hopefully maybe looking into release for early next year. We'll see how we go.
Brilliant. You're not trying to rush it in for Christmas?
Oh, not really. You know, I don't rush anything these days, Brad.
Well, that'll be great to see you down there on Saturday. So we'll just let everybody know again. That's Saturday, 8:30 open down at... the Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern down there at the Fairmont Resort, and you go in and then you go downstairs into the tavern, and it's a great little venue that Chris Cannell from Music in the Mountains has started up, and We look forward to seeing you down there, Cameron.
Awesome, Brad. Always appreciate talking to you and appreciate your support.
We're going to go out with You May Run. Cam's very kindly given us a copy of the single. And he's CJ Stranger with You May Run. And thanks again, Cam.
Thank you, Brad. See you soon.
You will stumble, you will fall. Forgiveness is a wrecking ball. Drag yourself into the sun. Feel the warmth. It's been too long. Grinders were the morning shoe. As I emerge from dusty gloom, you may run and you may flee. Love's in your periphery. Forgiveness is a wrecking ball. Jackhammers on King Street. As I stride out to meet with thee, bottle laughter on the wall. Crack the top
Matt from Cousin Betty, and you're listening to Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM.
They said,
"Damn, if you don't mind, it's
our..." You're listening to Blue Mountains Live with Brad Dietrich.
Brad Dietrich says, "If you can hang around for another 9 hours, then I can start drinking. It's 10:30 a.m. here in Australia." I'm sorry.
Hi, this is Jimmy Carr. I've got a brand new album, Flight Cycle, which is out now, and you are listening to Radio Blue Mountains 89.1.
Yeah, so that's it for us this week on Blue Mountains Live here on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM. Don't forget there's a whole pile of things to do on the weekend, and it's not only music, there's also There's a fate happening down at the Trinity Church down in Wentworth Falls. There's all sorts of things going on. So, and also we've got our barbecue out at Bunnings, the Radio Blue Mountains fundraiser that we do every month down in the Bunnings car park there. So come down, say hello, come down. I'll be down there from 10 till 12, but there'll be lots of your favourite presenters down there. And make sure you get out and see some music. Recommended gig is the Alex Lloyd gig, of course, because we talked to Alex earlier in the show. And but there's also CJ Stranger out at the Fairmont, and there's also that Nick Dunter gig at the OCB. So lots of stuff. You'll be going nuts running around trying to see it all. There's just too much to pick from. So make sure you get out and have a great time. And I'll catch you next week on Blue Mountains Live on Thursday night from 7 p.m. here on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM.
Hi, how you going? My name's Alex. I'm the lead guitarist of Flora, the only guitarist of Flora.
I am Charlotte. I'm the lead singer, also the only singer.
And I'm Zach from Flora, and you're listening to Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM.
One of the best radio stations there is. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Hi, this is Alex Lloyd on Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM, and I'm playing at the Baroque Room in Katoomba, 24th of September, this Saturday. Come along. Yeah.